And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In the studio with me, I have Masayo Halpin. She's the training specialist at In Our Backyard. How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Excellent. Good to see you again.
Oh, it's always good to see you.
We're going to talk about the 5K Pink Duck Run in just a moment. That's your guys' big fundraiser coming up on June 29th. But I just want to talk first about In Our Backyard, what you guys do. It has something to do with human trafficking.
Yes. So we are a national anti-human trafficking nonprofit located here in Bend. We do a big operation for the Super Bowl. We bring awareness and we're into prevention, trying to prevent our children being exploited.
You have a background with dealing with human trafficking before you ever came to In Our Backyard.
I do. I spent 20 years in the FBI. I was the Crimes Against Children coordinator. I started a task force to combat child domestic trafficking here in the United States, specifically Portland, Oregon.
So you've seen the problem firsthand?
I have, yes.
And were you surprised that Bend, Oregon has a problem, or you just realize it can happen anywhere, I guess?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I'm not surprised. Anywhere, basically, where you have internet access, you're going to have trafficking.
Sure, sure. Tell me about these cards that you guys have, or the phone number that goes up into the gas stations.
Our freedom stickers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a freedom sticker that has the human trafficking hotline number on it. We try to get it in all our public restrooms throughout the country. Our convenience stores is a program that we work with. Convenience stores are in their bathrooms. Oftentimes, survivors of trafficking, the only time they're away from their trafficker is in a public bathroom, usually sure. A convenience store. So it's really important that they have access to that number. So when they do have the opportunity and need help, they can call it.
Does it work? I mean, have you heard of somebody using that number and getting
Absolutely.
Help?
Absolutely. Yeah, it does work. We've recovered. We actually recovered someone right here from the Red Lion a little while ago.
Really?
Someone called that number. They felt like they were in a situation and they needed help. And the thing about the human trafficking hotline, it is specifically aimed to help victims. So if you call the hotline and say, I don't want law enforcement involved, I just need services, I just need help right now, then they will not call law enforcement. They will put you in touch with services in your area that you're located at the time. But if you say, please call the police, I need them here, which is what the individual at the Red Lion did, then law enforcement will be notified and they were able to get her out of her situation.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah.
Where do people get these cards? If they want to put
freedom
them up in their
stickers.
Business.
Yes.
Freedom stickers. I know,
yeah.
I keep calling it the wrong thing. Freedom stickers. Where do you get your freedom stickers?
So you can go to our website, inourbackyard.org, and request freedom stickers. They're free, and we will just send them out to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let's talk about, okay, so you guys are a, what do they call that, a 501c?
Yes.
And that means you're a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
So you depend on people to make this work, and you've got a big fundraiser coming
we
up.
We do. The 5K Pink Duck Run. It is a 5K. It starts and ends at Lifty's, the restaurant. It goes down the path on, I want to say it's Hall Road Trail,
okay.
Down Century Drive. It's out and back. It is specifically designed for families. So part of our 5K, this is our second annual 5K. Part of the whole point of it is we are going to have stations where kids who run it with their families, with their parents, they get a pink feather and they get a conversation starter. So the problem with human trafficking is people don't know enough about it, and some people are afraid to even bring the subject up with their kids, but it's so important that the kids know what it looks like and what it's about. And so we want to help them by giving them conversation starters, but they're not going to be like something scary like, oh my God, you know, human trafficking. It's more like, you know, do you have a trusted adult? Who are your trusted adults? Or
sure.
Do you have more than two? So something that just kind of gets the conversation started with to help the family talk about these subjects with their children. And then when the kiddos come back to the Lifties at the end and present the pink feather, they will get a prize.
Okay.
So yeah, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun, and it's designed for families.
Now, do you register for this in advance or just show up, or how does that work?
You could do both. We prefer that you register in advance
sure.
on inourbackyard.org. You can register through that, and then you can buy a t-shirt. It's also being, we're doing it in conjunction with the anti-trafficking, human trafficking task force located here in Bend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So go to the website, get registered, and have fun. Get the conversation started and support In Our Backyard.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
All right. We've been talking to Masayo Halpin. training specialist at In Our Backyard, and want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Don't forget the 5K Pink Duck Run is on June 29th. You go to the website, and give us the website one more time.
InOurBackyard.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.